2007. Despite the fourth quarter losses, Ford reports it has sufficient liquidity to fund its current business plan. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It made box office history and helped restore marriages nationwide. Now get it for your home. Announcing the DVD release of Fireproof.
Love is not a fight.
The film that inspired millions of moviegoers to never leave their partner behind. Fireproof, the action-packed story of a firefighter, his wife, and a marriage worth rescuing. The DVD, available at your favorite Christian retailer. For information about a license to show Fireproof in your church or school, visit fireprooftheMovie.com.
Senate lawmakers will work next week on their version of a massive economic stimulus package passed yesterday in the House. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's his intention to pass the legislation as quickly as possible. Reid also says he wants the Senate version of the more than $800 billion plan completed by the end of next week. The package was passed in the House along partisan lines. Blackwater Worldwide's days in Iraq appear to be numbered. The U.S. security company will not have its security license renewed and will have to pack up and leave Iraq. It's not clear how soon the firm will have to vacate. Blackwater has been under intense scrutiny after its guards were accused of killing 17 Iraqi civilians in 2007. As part of a new agreement signed between Iraq and the U.S., security contractors have lost their immunity from prosecution under Iraqi law. The grass does seem to be greener on the other side of the fence for a lot of Americans. A new survey from the Pew Research Center reveals 8 out of 10 Americans consider the place they're currently living as excellent, but nearly half would rather be someplace else. Denver, San Diego, and Seattle lead the roster of 30 major metropolitan areas where people would prefer to live. The Postal Service is considering reducing the number of days it delivers mail. Postmaster General John Potter told the Senate Homeland and Government Subcommittee that eliminating delivery on the lightest volume day could save as much as $3.5 billion. I'm Greg Moore, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. So, Joel, how are you? Are you glad to be home, or do you wish you were still having your vacation?
Well, given that I was in a tropical climb, I'm very displeased to be back with 6 inches of snow and freezing weather. But in any case, it's good to be back with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, thanks so much. I'm so glad you made it back safely. Anyway, what are we going to be talking about this week?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I just want to make a comment that in all of the airports that I traveled with out of the country, they had almost been converted into what I would describe as an Obama trinket store. Everybody is I mean, this has become a cult following with images of Obama on everything from drink coasters to keychains to magazines to T-shirts. thongs and sandals. I mean, you just name it. Anything has got Obama's image, and this is being turned into, as I say, a cult image in the world. And he's certainly being able to use that image to ram home a lot of these packages. The stimulus package was foremost in the news this week. But so was news that Boeing, Home Depot, Caterpillar Tractor, Sprint, Nextel, several of the major corporations were laying off additional thousands. Totals for January were up 150,000 job losses.
Oh, yeah. See, the tragedy is that the thing is Mr. Obama was put in place by the members of the Trilateral Commission. There are only 120 people in the organization. They control much of the major media. But certainly, you know, at least 10 members of the Trilateral Commission of the 120 are in key positions in the Obama administration. He's brought in the same people who are the architects of our current economic collapse to try to deal with the economic collapse they created intentionally. So I think the change we're going to get is going to be a change not for the better. It's going to be a change, all right. It's going to be the change in the structure of our society, and Americans will look back on this as one of the darkest days of our nation when Barack Obama became the president of the United States.
Well, I wish that were true, that they look upon it as the dark nations. They saw the Bush administration as a dark period in American history, but it was for the wrong reason. They didn't see it for all of the trilaterals and the Council on Foreign Relations members that were driving this globalist agenda. They viewed it because it was incorrectly marketed as a conservative Christian agenda. And so he ends up blackening the name of good terms in the process. If Obama goes down, it's going to be because this economy is not going to recover during his administration. He's going to have, severe problems, and it will ruin the euphoria, or at least I'm not sure anything can ruin the euphoria if people aren't really looking at what reality is. But all of this atmosphere makes it very easy for politicians to jump on the bailout bandwagon. Jobless claims have hit a 26-year high. And states like Nevada have begun using deliberate delaying tactics to discourage people from filing for unemployment benefits. The unemployed in Las Vegas report taking days and weeks to try to get through on jammed telephone lines to the unemployment office, which refuses to deal with anyone in person. They require that they have to file their application by phone, and then they don't allow enough phone lines or operators to process any of this stuff. And so one person reported taking 5 hours, Dr. Stan, of constantly dialing and redialing to get through the busy signal. When he finally did get through, he had some 30 minutes of computerized filling in the blank type things, using your telephone, pressing the numbers, and then was put on hold for the rest of the thing, and that hold ran into the end of business hours. Comes online and says, sorry, we're disconnecting you because we've come to the end of our business day. And then he had to start all over the next day because he wasn't able to complete.
Oh, no. I heard a similar story. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I know one of our listeners over there works over there in Las Vegas, or used to work in Las Vegas, used to have a couple of jobs, bought a home. And now his whole world is crumbling, and he can't get through. He told me, he can't get through to the unemployment office. And I told him, you find out where the office is. They got to have a location someplace, and you go there and bang on the door.
And they refuse to talk to you. Isn't that incredible, Dr.
Well,
Stan?
What do you expect from the government that's here to help the trilateralists destroy the very infrastructure of this society?
Well, it's very obvious, that they're delaying this on purpose to be able to hold down the payout that's going on, because one thing that I found out is that when you finally do get through, your application, of course, is processed from that time on, and you get no credit for the time that you spent trying to reach them to file your application. That's just lost time. And that's less compensation that they owe. This sounds like grounds for a class action suit against the government, in my estimation. I mean, you just talk about Obama passing a piece of legislation today, making it easier for people to sue against discrimination. I mean, while I am against, a forced welfare system, once you apply something in place like here, you need to treat everyone you know, equally and give them access to the system. Over a week ago, Stan, I emailed the director of the Nevada Workman's Compensation System in Southern Nevada to find out why the state has failed to allow timely application and failed to expand the automated telephone system. I got no reply at all. At least they treat everyone equally bad, even the press.
Well, bureaucratic arrogance
reminds me of the old Soviet system. They just don't care.
Well, you remember what Cicero said, you know, the budget should be balanced. And, of course, the arrogance of the bureaucracy should be tempered. And he was writing it, you know, 30 years before Christ was born. The arrogance of the bureaucracy should be tempered. So nothing changes, really.
Yes, it's amazing. As unemployment rises and the negative spending multiplier continues to shrink the economy, and that's a very important point for people to remember, is that every one of these people, let's say in January, 150,000 people losing their job, that's 150,000 people with no new income to spend. So they're going to cut back. Now, they have maybe some savings, and so they're going to cut back their spending dramatically. That means less purchases at retail outlets. That means less income to corporations. And if they're top-heavy on debt, some of those corporations are going to go under. Home Depot, for example, just shut down a whole series of their high-end stores. They're trying to help their core business of Home Depot stores survive, but they've got to be really hurting given the amount of lack of new homes being built and new home buyers going into those homes, fixing them up, improving them, making, adding cabinets or changing rooms. That happens when you have new homes or you buy homes that are used and have some fixing up to do. I think Home Depot is really going to be in trouble because they've got a lot of debt, you know, building these new stores all across the nation. But it's interesting, the chairman of Home Depot is a CFR member, and he's big into the high echelons of insider government contacts, goes to all of the, you know, hobnobs with all the powerful and the rich people. The same thing with Progressive Insurance. You know, all of these huge corporations, are their CEOs are brought into these mover and shaker positions within government, and they've often thought that they're too big to fail, but we're going to see. This looks like it's going to be bad.
I think we are entering into the total collapse of our whole economic system, and I really believe that they're doing this intentionally. I know very well that the major banks have plenty of money to lend. They're just not lending it, or if they're lending it, you know, they're getting 10.5%, 12%, 15%, even 20% to borrow. You can't run a business when you're having to, borrow $500 million at 20% interest, because that's their margin of profit. And I agree with you. We're in for some very, very difficult times, and we've been warning people for a long time. And fortunately, a lot of our listeners have made their preparations. And if you're out there and you haven't, get out of debt, start paying down your credit cards. We're in for a difficult time. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Joel Skousen. We're talking about the terrible situation our economy is in, and I just fear it's going to get a great deal worse. And I do not believe any of these pundits who said, oh, my goodness, you know, now that we've got this, we're going to spend some more money, everything's going to be fine. Why? Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, the economy, I believe that hardly ever does an economy actually fully collapse. An economy goes down to a survival level. Even the Russian economy never collapsed in the darkest days of the Soviet Union. People just went down to a survival level. And, of course, there was a lot of corruption, a lot of black marketeering and things going on. But right now we're heading down to, I think, about a we could go as low as 50% on our economy and be down to what people really have to buy in terms of essentials. I think most of what people were buying, or a good portion of what they were buying before, were non-essential things. You know, people don't have to buy a new car every 2 years. They don't have to buy the latest television. They can do with what they've got. And I think that's what this economy is shrinking to the actual necessity level. And that's going to put a lot of people out of business, because we have lived under the illusion of prosperity so long, under the illusion that you can, you know, fill up your disposable income with debt right up to the very limit, and you leave yourself no room for shrinkage, no room for any loss of income or loss of gross income in terms of businesses. So I think we're going to see a cascading effect, and we may even see some social unrest involved in that. But that, even that, is fairly unlikely as long as we have a government that's in the bailout mood, if they are willing to simply throw money and bail people out. The trouble is, I don't know if there's just enough money to do that. I mean, obviously, they can't continue to create money and deficit spend like that without having some major repercussions in terms of inflation later on down the line. But we're a ways away from that because of the shrinking economy right now. It is hiding the fact we're not experiencing the inflationary effects of what eventually will be inflation. What we are experiencing is the lack of confidence in the U.S. dollar and the long-term view of the U.S. dollar. Actually, in the short term, the dollar has been up, believe it or not, mostly because other nations' currencies have been so weak. But, you know, Ron Paul alone, of all the congressmen, really took this bailout package on head-on. He says this bill is just an escalation of government-created economic mess. A sense of urgency and impending doom is being used to extract mountains of money from Congress with minimal debate. So much for change, he said. This is what they've always been doing. We were once again promised that its passage would help employment, homeowners, and the environment. The promises are worthless this time around. Congress should know better than to pass anything of this magnitude without first reading the fine print, just like in the original bailout bill. The fine print is what got them. Once they passed that bill, Dr. Steny gave the Treasury carte blanche. They could do anything. They never had to come back to Congress again. It was a massive change in law.
It really is rather frightening. And, Chris, the thing is that we have people, you know, within the Treasury, within the Fed, who really don't believe in the laws of our land. They are law unto themselves. In fact, they were, you know, had pledged to give money to General Motors, which they didn't even have. It was over and above the $350 billion they initially got, but it didn't matter that it hadn't been authorized. They said they was going to create it. And the Fed has actually created some $2 trillion and given it to people, and we don't have no idea where it went to. Did it go to the central banks? Did it go to corporations? Did it go to banks? Did it go into somebody's pocket? They refuse to tell the American people where $2 trillion went. And that is because the Fed is not a branch of government. It's a privately owned central bank. Admittedly, it operates under the so-called control of government. But you would never know that by its actions. And it doesn't respect government. It doesn't believe in our laws. It is a law unto itself. And that's a dangerous situation because I think, of course, they're eventually going to end up destroying our currency down the line. And then, of course, they're going to say, oh, shucks, we were just so stupid. And I don't believe these people are stupid at all. I think they know exactly what they're doing. I think they really, down the line, would love to impoverish the American people, which is why they're pushing this global warming farce so that they can, you know, destroy our manufacturing base. This is why they're shipping our manufacturing overseas. And there's not one person in 1,000 in America who can really believe there are people who are working at the highest levels of government who really want to undermine this wonderful utopian society we've lived in.
Well, the linkage between the Federal Reserve and the government is all too clear when you see these transitions going on. You have Timothy Geithner going up from, starting out with the Wall Street investment banks, going to the New York Fed, and now going to the Treasury Secretary. He brings along him a lobbyist from Goldman Sachs to be his assistant in charge of the bailout. Then he picks William Dudley, who's a former Goldman Sachs investment banker, to replace him at the New York Fed. This is a revolving door.
Absolutely. And there's very few people understand that the Geithner is basically he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30. He is the ultimate insider, which is why he can get away without paying his taxes. Probably never would have paid him if he hadn't been, you know, up for nomination for the Secretary of the Treasury. But why you'd put a man, you know, who is so stupid he didn't know we owed some $38,000 in taxes, why you'd put him in charge of the IRS, I will never know.
Well, obviously, you know, when Enron gets a ride, free ride from the IRS and not auditing any of their 800 overseas tax shelters, you know, then you know that this is exactly the kind of person they want in charge of the Treasury and the IRS, someone who will take the phone calls in the night and make sure that the insiders get immunity. You know, Ron Paul says there's so many red flags in this this stimulus bill. $4 billion allocated to expanding the police state and the war on drugs through BYRNE grants, B-Y-R-N-E, which even the Bush administration opposed, and the COPS program, he says, both of which are corrupt and largely ineffective. It allows, it helps Big Brother keep an eye on us and our children. $20 billion goes towards health information technology, creating a national system of electronic medical records, you know, that obviously you're going to have that same waiver that you sign, you know, for your personal privacy. And what it is, it's a waiver saying that you don't have any privacy protection with government. They can view anything you have at any time. And what you're signing, in fact, is waiving your rights to privacy protection.
And, you know, everybody does it because, after all, the doctor asks you to do it, and he wouldn't want to give away your privacy, would you? And, of course, he wouldn't. Whenever I go into a doctor's office, they ask me to sign it. I said, do you realize that this basically takes away privacy? And everybody in the waiting room looks at me as if I'm, you know, what's he even talking about? I always say it very loudly, but I don't think it registers.
Another $250 million allocated to states to nationalize student data, expand federal control of education, eroding privacy. None of this has anything to do with the bailout. $79 billion bails out states, you know, who haphazardly expanded their budgets during bubble years but refused to retrench and cut back. You know, states that I'm involved in keep a balanced budget, and yet we're bailing out the states that don't keep balanced budgets. That's not fair.
Well, we here in California really appreciate that. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you, get in touch and perhaps get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I put out the World Affairs Brief every Friday. Tomorrow's a new issue coming out. We'll be discussing some of these things that we partially discussed here. And this is what I try to do, of course, is add what is not being told by the establishment media, who distorts the news mostly by what they purposely admit and don't tell you, which would alter, you know, people's perception of what is real. And so that's what the World Affairs Brief is all about. On my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, people can read a synopsis of the current brief, and it tells them how to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com if they want a request a one-time free sample to see if they'd like to subscribe. I also have a link to all of the books that I've written. Written extensively in the field of preparedness. I am not optimistic about the outcome for our nation, and I think that it is behooves us while we fight for our liberty and to keep, you know, from losing sovereignty and liberty in the long term, that we prepare for eventual downturn. And so I've written several books on the proposition of how to do that, both in terms of self-sufficiency and security, as well as strategic relocation. And I also have much free material from my archives. I concentrate on exposing cover-ups the government has been involved in, especially as they relate to conspiring to use conflict and war and assassinations and bombings and terrorist events in order to provoke changes in constitutional government. This is the Hegelian approach that you and I have discussed so often before, and that's my specialty in the World Affairs Brief.
And it is an excellent publication. I look forward to coming every Friday. Well, let's go ahead and pick up the story. Where do we want to go from here, Joel?
Of course, you know, there are in the stimulus bill lots of central planning projects. I wouldn't be surprised if someday we had a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan for getting our economy back on track. Just like the Soviets did, $4 billion for job training. Much of this is used, you know, to direct workers into green jobs. But, you know, this also bails out, this is $4 billion for the job training industry. And this really is a bailout of those people who provide these government-approved job training. $200 million to encourage electric cars, $2 billion to support U.S. manufacturers for advanced battery technology. You know, the problem with these things is that you have some government bureaucrat determining where this money is going to go rather than the free market. And so you end up with a lot of bad investments. You invest in projects that look good on paper. But the only way to really get good investment advice is to ask people to really risk their money in investment. Then they do the proper due diligence they're required to see whether or not this investment technology in battery technology or solar or other things is not just pie in the sky but really going to work. When the government throws money at things, there's a lot of politics behind that, a lot of lobbying that goes on, and very rarely do they result in major breakthroughs.
Well, you know,
and when they do, they're very costly.
I think all we have to do is look and see Iraq. I mean, Iraq had a functioning society when we went in there back in 2003. I mean, they had electricity, they had sewage, they had a structured society that worked. And, of course, we went in there, and the first thing Mr. Bremer did, worked for Kissinger and Associates, a member of the establishment, he went in there and he just fired everybody and closed down the factory. So then we've got to try to get things working. Well, here we are, 6 years later, and they still don't have regular electricity, they still don't have regular water, they still don't have regular sewage, and our government has been responsible in producing those. And in a free society, they would have been up and working, you know, in a few months. But with our government in charge, these people are living, you know, like they would in a third world nation. Thanks, of course, to government inefficiency, because the very nature of government is inefficiency. And we're going to see the same things, I fear, happening here as we move towards central planning, as we move away from the free enterprise system into socialism, which is what this massive change in America is really all about. And the average American has no idea that the change we're going to have is not a change for the better, but a change to socialism.
Well, that's true. This will be used as an excuse to socialize things. Even George Bush had the audacity to say, I have used socialism to defend the free market. I mean, how stupid can you get? He wasn't defending anything. He was defending the false title of the free market solution that he was supposedly championing, but he was no free market champion. None of his globalist solutions were true free market solutions. You don't require 1,000 pages of fine print and a new international organization to determine free market principles. You simply, I mean, this was mercantilism. This was special deals, the fine print. Giving special dispensation to labor unions and protectionism is all through NAFTA and GATT and these other North American community organizations. You know, Ron Paul, you know, has very clearly stated what the solution is. He says, number one, let the banks and companies fail if they cannot survive on their own. Two, stop inflating asset prices with government purchases and bailouts, and that's what you do when you give good money after bad, you actually keep the prices up of these bad toxic assets. He says, end the $1 trillion annual spending to maintain the U.S. global empire. Bring our troops and assets home from around the world. Five, end the fractional banking system of the Federal Reserve that's caused hyper-asset inflation through pyramiding of debt. And have six, have the Treasury take charge of our money system and create a non-debt-based system. Now, that's important. It's not enough just to dissolve the Federal Reserve, give it powers back to the Treasury. You have to take away the power to create fiat money. And that won't happen, of course, because all of the so-called experts belong to the system. He says, if we can do this, we can eliminate the corporate and income tax. We can free our citizens from banking debt. We can live without wars. It would be too expensive to fight without debt-based system and rebuild our manufacturing and farming infrastructure and become a shining light on a hill. So, of course, he's right. This is a pill that no one wants to swallow because, unfortunately, Dr. Stan, even though I mean, we're all part of the system, even though we had no part in creating it. By mere fact that, you know, we deal in the economy, we exchange our labor for an ever-depreciating value of dollars, suddenly it becomes in every one of our personal interests to not see that value disappear. And so people unwittingly uphold a system or don't want to see it collapse because of the fact that it would destroy all of our savings. So we all tend to go along and hope, and I'm speaking in the ubiquitous we of the nation, go along with what the experts tell us so that we can preserve our own jobs and society. Because it's a very bitter pill to actually face true economic collapse, which, as I say, never really happens. It gets pretty low sometimes with hyperinflation.
Well, don't you think, though, that there are certain people who really, of course, want to create a world government and are quite willing to destroy this country if they need to. And they're not going to destroy it completely, but they'll certainly contract our economic system to the point where the people will be impoverished and will go right along with this plan for the one world government. I'm sure you're well aware of Henry Kissinger's January 12th article in the International Herald Tribune where he talks about, you know, we either go along with their system as planned, this new international economic order, or the world will fragment, nation states will simply crumble in essence, and we will face chaos. That was his word, not mine.
Yes, you know, as you must be reading my mind, Dr. Stan, I've got this right here in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief. I'm taking apart portions of Kissinger's January 12th speech, point by point, with my comments in brackets. You know, it's very important to do that sometimes, to actually go through what they say. I'll give your listeners an example. He starts out saying, as the new U.S. administration prepares to take office amid grave financial and international crises, it may seem counterproductive to argue that the very unsettled nature gives us unique opportunities. There's the Hegelian dialectic.
This is an opportunity, and the opportunity, I believe, has been created, the opportunity to transform the world, and, of course, to transform America with it. We're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, we've got about 5 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. We're talking, taking apart Kissinger's New World Order speech. You know, after he talked about this international crisis generating a unique opportunity for creative diplomacy, you know, of course, this is the Hegelian dialectic, creating crises or crises creating opportunities, crises created by them, in fact, creating opportunities to rearrange the New World Order. He says, at the same time, the magnitude of the debacle makes it impossible for the rest of the world to shelter any longer behind American predominance or American failings. Now, this is intentional, to have the destruction of the financial system come through America, because it forces the world to look to international solutions rather than the U.S. directly. This is one of the prime reasons why the globalists are planning to take us into a nuclear war that targets the U.S., because only such a war would force Americans to look towards international organizations. This economic crisis is forcing others to look internationally for solutions other than America. But the war would force Americans into that same thing, and that's why they won't get to this vaunted New World Order fully without a war that involves America. Then he says, even the most affluent countries will confront shrinking resources. Each will have to redefine its national priorities. Now, here comes the pitch. He says, an international order will emerge if a system of compatible priorities comes into being. It will fragment disastrously if various priorities cannot be reconciled. And the alternative to a new international order is chaos. Now, chaos is that looming fear factor, the same thing that Paulson and Bernanke gave us for the unconstitutional bailout. There is no choice. We have to bail this out or the economy will collapse. It really would have done no such thing. The international investor bankers and the Wall Street firms would have collapsed, but that would have been good for America. It would have broken their power hold on these systems. Now, of course, Kissinger has to undercut the concept of freedom and self-regulation. He says the economic world has been globalized. Its institutions have a global reach and have operated by maxims that assumed a self-regulating global market, and the financial collapse exposed that mirage. Not at all, is my response. The bubble was created by non-free market conspiracy, hiding behind the veil of national security and secret financial fraud covered by state-empowered private entities like the private reserve or Federal Reserve. Free markets require an honest, legal, and judicial system that prevents and exposes fraud, especially the private and public, like Social Security Ponzi schemes that prevail today. These are not free market solutions. So he's falsely blaming the collapse of the bubble on the free market, on self-regulating global things. And what it was freedom from appropriate fraud regulation, which is a function of the free market, essential function, by insider dealings. And then he says a new Bretton Woods is the kind of global agreement that is far preferable. Well, you're not going to get a new Bretton Woods. The real Bretton Woods, its only saving grace, in fact, was that it required a gold-backed dollar, and they have no intention of going back to a non-fiat currency system or any kind of financial discipline. And so he's only throwing out Bretton Woods as a golden catchphrase to get people to think that this is the new solution. But there is no way that it can be comparable to Bretton Woods, because there will be no gold-backed solution.
I certainly agree with you. I think that we're moving into terrible times. I think that they know exactly where they want. They want to destroy national sovereignty. They want to take us all into this new international economic system. And that, of course, with a supranational government. This has really always been their goal. But they can't tell the American people that they've set out to destroy the infrastructure of our society, to impoverish our people, to accomplish their goal. Because some people would say they were subversive and treasonous. And they actually are. And nobody wants to call them subversive, and yet these people, you know, are intent upon destroying our structure of government, and many of them have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, which they hate and despise.
Yes, and no one holds them accountable to that, Dr. Stan.
Well, you and I do, and I think hopefully a growing number of listeners out across America who are getting others to listen to our program are getting an education. That's all we can do, Joel. We're not called on to win. We're just called to do our best.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is no one with enforcement power, and there are people out there who have the power to enforce and to impeach for violations of the oath of the Constitution, and they get nowhere because the powers that be have got this secret system of immunity. And part of that immunity is controlling judges. I covered that in the brief today, how Obama met secretly with judges 2 days before they took up the last of the cases on Obama's citizenship, and they covered it up. I'm convinced, in fact, that this fact was one of the deals that the establishment had to make with Obama to get him to switch from the leftist Marxist side to the globalist side, as they promised to allow him political access despite the fact that he was not a U.S. citizen. And I think that deal was made over 8 years ago.
You could very well be right, because, you know, you would think that the major media would be making a major issue out of that, instead of the Illinois governor, who may or may not have, you know, certainly wanted to sell the Obama Senate seat. But why do we keep focusing on that rather than whether or not the president is legally the president? He certainly, if he's a Kenyan citizen and born in Kenya, he's not entitled to be the president of the United States. And we seem to be totally ignoring the rules set forth by our founding fathers. Joe, we're out of time. Do you have one quick parting thought before I let you go?
Well, just that this is a major evidence of conspiracy, the fact that you have to control so many people, including all of the educational people who have their records of him being a foreign student. All of that has to be controlled. And it's amazing they've controlled the Kenyan government, the state of Hawaii, just dozens of legal entities. That is conspiracy.
Amen to that. Well, God bless you. We'll talk to you, I guess, tomorrow morning. Thanks so
much. That's right.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, fine. Well, I hope our listeners out there have enjoyed Joel. I always enjoy having him here, and I hope you're enjoying him as much as I do. Under any circumstances, certainly, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and, you know, we're being on over 60 outlets every week is an expensive proposition, believe me, and quite truly why we are dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience who do. Many of you give sacrificially to help us, and we appreciate it. If you're out there listening and you're in a position to help, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, those of you who have been listening to our programs know we've interviewed Mr. Robert Wilcox, who wrote the book Target Patton. It's the story of the government assassination attempt to murder Patton, and then, of course, covering up the communist involvement in his final demise. And, of course, the book is available now. We just got a case of them in. Target Patton, you want to get it, 1-800-544-8927. Then yesterday as well, we got in our good supply of the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, put forward by Chris Pinto. It's the third in the series of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of our Nation's Capital is the second one, and the third, The Eye of the Phoenix. And it goes into the symbology on the back of the dollar bill, lots of things that you probably never even heard or thought about. But, of course, it goes into the Roosevelt administration. And remember, it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who put the Masons on the Supreme Court, who took God and prayer out of our schools. They knew what they were doing, long-term planning to destroy the moral and Christian foundation of this once great Christian nation. Well, certainly the Eye of the Phoenix is required watching for anybody who's concerned about what's going on, and it's available along with Target Patton by calling 1-800-544-8927. You're only going to get one, get the Eye of the Phoenix. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8937. Of course, we have so many other things. You certainly will want to read my November and December newsletters. And if you don't have access to the Internet, they're posted up there. Of course, you should be subscribing to the newsletter, either directly or certainly by email. But if you are not in a position, well, you can go up on the Internet and pull it down. If you don't have access to the Internet, if you get anything else from us, why, we'll be glad to send you free copies of one or both of those newsletters. We explain how the people in positions of power in the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, created this whole economic crisis because they want to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. And they want to transfer our wealth to other nations. That's, of course, what it says in the Earth Charter, which was written primarily by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, who is the most powerful man in America today. Understand that nothing is as it appears to be. If you haven't read David Rockefeller's memoirs, we carry it. If you haven't seen our talk, it's called World Revolution, and includes my interview with the ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNLive.com or call us toll-free 877-